Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
And welcome to the SBCN Small Biz Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Linda Ockhorn-Jenner. I'm one of the co-founders of Small Business Community Network, a networking organization, and we'll be celebrating our 20-year anniversary this November. So today I have a wonderful guest who is not only an SBCN member, but a very, very successful business leader in the community. She's also become a friend. She's an incredibly lovely person, which is why she is very successful, because she's very authentic. I'd like to introduce Brenda Schrader Sanders, who is the founder of Jumpstart Your Success. Good morning, Brenda.
Hi, Linda. It's good to connect again.
I'm very in awe of you because when I look at, you know, your profile, your LinkedIn profile, your resume, you've been in business for many, many years. And for the listeners out there, one of Brenda's successes is longevity. What do you think, Brenda? Do you think that's true?
Yeah. Yeah. I was in sales for 23 years. Yeah.
And yeah. I guess you were in sales as a realtor or one of your other businesses?
As a realtor, yeah.
And I'm guessing that if we've all tried a little bit of sales, not so much in our own business in those early days, it would probably help us, wouldn't it, understand the different sales techniques that we need for the different clients that we're going to come across?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's so many variations. There's so many different personality types. Yes, sales really gives you understanding of the different people's personalities.
That's good to know. I'm very excited because I've got some wonderful questions for you. My first question is, a lot of people talk about success, and I'd like to know what success means for you.
It's interesting. I just had that question asked last week. So I look at life as a pie. And so if you look at the different slices of the pie, those are the slices of your life. So you could say one slice of pie is your fitness, another slice is your career, another slice is your relationships. And so all those slices make up a pie. Now, we're not perfect human beings, so you're not going to have 100% of each pie. But let's say, for example, on a scale of 1 to 10, how is your slice of pie for each area in your life? And that to me is success, is, you know, how do you rate on a scale of 1 to 10 each slice of your pie?
That's interesting. I love that concept. So I think for me, health and wellness, which is part of my life, mm-hmm. Which would involve whatever success I was working towards or whatever family life I have. For me, health and wellness is part of my pie, and I like that to be a big chunk, because without my health, I wouldn't be able to operate my businesses. So I love that for you, success didn't come out as, I want to make $1 million every year, or, you know, because there's so many concepts, as you've just, you know, shared with us. And I love the way you talk about the pie. That's very interesting. Now, this is a good one, and I want you to really delve into this. So, because we haven't really introduced your business and how you, you know, add things to it to make it work. So my question is, why does hypnosis work? And what has hypnosis got to do with Jumpstart Your Success?
Okay, so hypnosis is what I call rewiring of the brain. So I like to tell people, I like to explain it this way. Right at birth, we're already being programmed. We're being programmed by our parents, by our siblings, by our teachers, by TV, by the radio. And if that is positive programming, that's amazing. But if it's negative, and then we take ownership to it, then later in life, it could actually be sabotaging us. And so with hypnosis, I look at the areas where you're still in that negative belief. Let's say, for example, poverty. Let's say you grew up in a poor family and that's all you know, and you see the world is poor. But then you open up your own business and you think, well, why am I not succeeding? And it's because it's a belief you bought into. And so with hypnosis, we're actually rewiring that belief. And then the success for you is a 6-week program in which we dive really, really deep. It's like, okay, what beliefs are you hanging on to? What beliefs do you want to still hang on to? Because not all beliefs are negative. What beliefs are you hanging on to that are actually, as an adult, sabotaging you? And then I design your hypnosis around that. And then we do 2 follow-ups after that to see if you're still on track.
That's very interesting. I haven't actually had hypnosis. You know, you haven't helped me with hypnosis. I think you should have done many years ago to help me with my business, but I didn't know you then. But so this is completely different to hypnotherapy, or are they in any ways related?
I would say they're really related, very, very strongly. So let's say I had a client who she did Success for You back in the spring. When I talked to her last week, because she's taking the 6-week session over again. Mm-hmm. When I talked to her last week, I didn't even know it was the same person. Her confidence was so strong, so powerful. She was really ready to step into owning her prices. She saw her worth. So from back in the spring to now, huge difference. But now she said, we need to remove some blocks. She said, I bought into this poverty mindset. So now I'm going to do the 6 weeks over again, but this time we're going to remove those money blocks.
Okay, that's very interesting. So when I mention hypnotherapy, a lot of people do get confused because we've got the hypnotists who you see on the TV or at the shows and they make you do funny things. I know a little bit about hypnotherapy in the sense that for me it was a health and wellness thing. I was having anxiety, panic attacks after my 4th child was born, my daughter Melissa, so very many years ago. So I visited a hypnotherapist who actually didn't put me to sleep, put me into a deep, relaxed state. I knew what was going on. I didn't feel threatened. I felt in control. And she found my blocks of why I couldn't carry on with my personal life. So is that the same kind of experience somebody would have with you when you are working with them in the hypnotic state, shall I say, and you are removing their blocks that are holding them back that could be, as you've said, from their childhood or something that happened during their life?
Absolutely. So when we say therapy, so for example, what I'll do is I'll meet with them on Zoom and we discuss, okay, what are the issues you'd like to work with? Mm-hmm. Then I send them an extremely detailed email. And it's funny because that email, it must send triggers, because sometimes I'll get a page and a half to 2 pages of answers. And they'll say, I never told a soul this. I can't believe I'm telling you so much stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the therapy part, because then I start to look at their answers and I pull it apart. And it's almost like you're using intuition. It's like, okay, that person's holding on to that. They still. So, yes, there is a lot of therapy because people really, really open up, because first of all, it's totally confidential. It's a one-on-one session and they feel safe.
Well, you've been doing this for a very long time. So I would imagine that in those early days, it was about building the trust, because let's admit this, some people may feel that they're not in control, even though I know I was in control. So how do you create the trust from a marketing perspective, let's say online content, how do you create the trust with the content when you are marketing your business so that the clients want to choose you?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think the fact that I've been a registered hypnotist and working for 10 years gives that feeling of safe. Mm-hmm. Because 10 years, there's a lot of clients there that I've helped. The other thing is, too, once we connect, I just tell them right out, you know, you can fall asleep if you want. Mm-hmm. You can stay awake if you want. You can doze in and out. It's totally your comfort zone.
Nice. So, again, we've known each other for quite some years, but not really delved into this part of your business. So I find it very, very interesting. One thing for me, I had to pay for my own hypnotherapy treatment. It wasn't covered by the NHS, which I think it would be OHIP here. So is this something a business owner could get from the either OHIP, because we live in Ontario, or say their work insurance, or do they have to pay you themselves? There's no coverage for it in that sense.
That's a great question. So no, it's not covered with OHIP. I do tell some people to verify with their insurance policy. So let's say some companies, some big corporations, I think it's called a wellness package that they'll have.
Yes.
And I know a couple people, they said they were covered under the wellness package. So you have to verify through your workplace if that's covered.
That is good to know, because not everybody can afford to pay up front. I want to jump now to, you mentioned a summer special very quickly to me in conversation. Could you elaborate a bit more on that so our listeners can find out more about it?
Yeah, thank you. So if you go on to jumpstartyoursuccess.ca under coaching, so what I have is I have a July 1st to an August 31st special. This is a 6-week program and it's very, very detailed. And the special is $4.99 plus HST. And that special is over August 31st. So this is a great time to, excuse the pun, jump in.
So obviously, I know you can't tell us everything that goes into the 6-week course, but basically you've had so much success with it. What is one thing you could kind of share with us that you know, people say, I really need to do this 6-week course. And wow, what a wonderful price, Brenda. That is a fantastically affordable price for a 6-week course. So could you name just one thing that people say, I've got to do this course because there's so many elements to it.
Okay. I love giving this example. So I had someone come to me and she had her own business, a small business. She was very, very successful, very busy. And all of a sudden, it was just like the plug, somebody pulled the plug. And she went completely dry, no clients, nothing. And she even started looking for a job, and even that fell through. She didn't even qualify for a job. Mm-hmm. And so she came to me and she was crying. She came to me out of desperation. And I gave her hypnosis. I dealt with her triggers, et cetera, et cetera. And I would say maybe 3 months, she was back up to a full calendar.
So that's an example of a client who took the 6-week course, and that is one of the elements of the course that's very, very important. So if you, like, you were a realtor many, many years ago, and this obviously, you know, transferred your skill set for sales and customer care into this current business. What made you jump from being a realtor to starting your own business? I'm not sure how many years after, you know, you'd become a realtor. What made you take the jump, Brenda?
I think with a realtor, doing the realtor, I was at a phase where I would work like 60, 80 hours a week. And I was just tired of those hours. And it was like, I want something that, even though they say you're self-employed, there's a lot of hours. It was something that I wanted to have more control over. So I passed the baton on to my daughter. Oh. And then I opened up the Jumpstart, the hypnosis.
And again, you've been in business a very long time with your new business, Jumpstart. Would you like to share with us how long you've been in business?
Well, it started off with energy psychology. So I started off, I think it was 2013. And then I was doing energy psychology, a year. And then I took the hypnosis. And the hypnosis was a much, much deeper level than the energy psychology.
Quite some years then.
I forget.
The point I'm trying to make for our listeners is because obviously we get a lot of brand new, shiny businesses at the Small Business Community Network saying, you know, can we help them be successful? And obviously we can. And introducing them to the other members like you, Brenda, obviously offers them some insight into how to, you know, build their business to the success that you have yours. But it's not an overnight success. This is what I stress to many, many people. Unless you have invented something that no one else in the world, you know, has invented, maybe a product or a service, it is hard work. It will take time and passion. And, you know, if you can't pay your bills, I know some people who've started a business and they have worked part-time and worked their way up to running the business full-time. And I think this is where the longevity comes in, because you have proved that you can change from being a realtor to owning your own business in another kind of sector. And basically, you market yourself well. You've got a wonderful brand. So I would say to, you know, the people out there, why not check out Brenda on some of the social media sites? She'll let us know which ones they are in a minute. But also check out Brenda's website. So, you know, first of all, what's your website address, Brenda, so people can look it up?
Sure. Thank you. Jumpstartyoursuccess.ca.
And where do you prefer people to find you on social media so they can say, wow, look what Brenda's just posted, or I'd love to connect with Brenda to find out more about her services?
I would say the number one is LinkedIn, and then mm-hmm. Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, you are a busy lady. Which one of those which one of those do you enjoy the most?
I love LinkedIn.
Good. I love LinkedIn as well. It's getting a little bit like Facebook, I think, with some of the things that are annoying me lately. Like, it used to have a bit where it said, you know, you've got somebody who wants to connect with you, and now it's grow and celebrate or something, and it's becoming annoying. What I tell people, you already know this because you're doing it, ignore the noise, just concentrate on the things on LinkedIn that you like to do. So, Brenda, it's been very, very insightful chatting with you. Question, do people have to live locally to you to be part of your program, your offerings, or is this all done virtually?
Either or. So, I mean, of course, I've done hypnosis to people in Newfoundland. So obviously that's Zoom. Mm-hmm. And then I do find, like, people, let's say Hamilton or whatever, I'll just say it's up to you if you want to come mm-hmm. in person for the hypnosis session or if you want it by Zoom. So I find people that have like an hour driving distance, for some reason, they do like to come face-to-face, nice. But that's totally up to them.
Yeah, I would prefer face-to-face because yeah. I think you get that energy. But obviously, if people do want to contact you for either virtual or in person, we'll put the information on the podcast page. And I want to say thank you for your time because I know you're an incredibly busy young lady.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's been very insightful. So you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.